It's Triple M and The Rock Show tonight with Dave Gleeson.
Well, I've been talking to some big names. I'm new to this job as a DJ and very excited to be talking right now with one of the biggest names, Shirley Manson from Garbage. How are you going, Shirley?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. As I was saying, I'm from a band in Australia myself, but I've got this new job where they're getting me to be a bit of a DJ and tell stories about myself. And then it's lovely to hear stories about someone else. Being that you're the chief songwriter and have been for the last few albums, obviously that's your domain, but what's the recording like with you guys, who are obviously all pretty switched on when it comes to production?
I'd love to be chief songwriter, but we write democratically to a certain degree. I mean, I write predominantly most of, you know, the melodies and the lyrics, but not always.
Right.
And similarly, you know, we work sort of in a strange dynamic when we're producing as well. I mean, obviously, again, Butch is predominantly the producer. You know, that's what he's really gifted at. But everybody in the band has very, very strong opinions. So we definitely sort of all muck in, you know. So I don't know how other bands work, but that's how it seems to work for us.
Is that I guess it can be go both ways. It can make it more enduring, a band, I guess, if everyone's given their voice, but it can make it fairly frustrating, I would imagine, at times.
Mm. Well, I think it's a bit of both, isn't it? I mean, you know yourself from being a band, if you don't keep everybody happy, if everybody isn't heard, sooner or later the levee's going to break. So the democracy works.
Yep.
In that sense, you know, everybody feels like they're all equally sort of invested. But, yeah, it's frustrating, absolutely, all the time for everybody.
Now, you've had a little time off, not time off, let's not call it that, but Blood for Poppies is a great, like, song that says, hey, Garbage is back. Did you feel like, did you get this one in the can early? Was it one that you thought this will be a great thing to say, hello, we're back?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first songs we finished. So it just felt naturally the right song to go with as an introduction back into sort of the Garbage world, so to speak. But yeah, we're happy with it, and it's exciting to be back for us, and we feel really privileged that we're even getting a chance to make another record and tour the world and talk to people like yourself. So wonderful.
Sure. You got The Rock Show on Triple M with Dave Gleeson. He's hanging out with Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Now, it has been five or more years since Garbage released a new album, but you haven't really been sitting around on your hands waiting for the phone to ring, have you?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm not that kind of girl anyway. I'm not a sit around and wait type of person. And I think none of us really knew if and when we would get back together again to make another record, and a lot of time passed, you know, just by default before we even realized, like, oh my god, 7 years practically have passed. We need to get our fingers out of our arses and get going. So
your role on the Sarah Connor Chronicles, was that always going to be it turned into over 15 episodes? Was it a suck it and see thing, or did they always have the intention to write you in for that long?
No, they didn't intend to write me in that long. I was amazed. You know, I think initially I was supposed to be in for 7, and I think I ended up doing 24 in the end.
You wowed them.
Which was fantastic for me, you know. It was a real compliment, and I had an amazing experience and a lot of fun with the cast. And it was absolutely incredible thing to do in my life. Yeah. Thrilling, you know.
As a young girl growing up in Scotland in the 80s, I guess America seemed like a bloody long way away when you were in a band, was it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I grew up probably much like yourself. You know, you get inundated no matter where you are in the world with American culture. And it always had some sort of form of appeal to me for some reason. So to actually be able to come over here and have a career was astounding. You know, I still sometimes think, I cannot believe this is my life. This is insane.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Now, with this album, I've read that you went back to basics and recorded it in Atwater. And was that kind of something you consciously thought, let's do it with no kind of extraneous kind of interruptions? Let's just get in and get this album done?
No, I just think, you know, I live here now. I live in Los Angeles, so does Butch. And we wanted to make it as easy as possible on ourselves and not stress out in any way, shape or form. So we just decided to do it at Billy Bush, our engineer's studio, and it was convenient and had amazing equipment, and that's kind of just how it panned out.
Right. Well, I'm actually, I always have been a two guitars, bass and drums man, but I was lucky enough to see you guys at the M1 concert in Sydney somewhere in 2000, early 2000s. And I was blown away by the power that you guys have got with your mix of like fat rock guitars and electronica, and I think that's how you crossed over into the rock realm. I mean, I have many friends who are rock heads, but love a Garbage album when it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general people are a wee bit surprised when they come and see us live because we are pretty heavy. I think probably more so than we are on records some of the time, although the new record is probably pretty representative of who we are and how we sound. But yeah, we've always loved loud guitars and we've always loved electronica, so it seemed sort of a no-brainer for us to sort of incorporate that into our sound and also steal, you know, a lot of hip-hop beats and so on and so forth. We've never really wanted to be in any kind of defined cage, if for lack of a better word. You know, I feel like it can get really restrictive for bands. You know, they get sort of pigeonholed and then they're expected to sort of stick in their box, and we've never really approached making music like that, you know.
On Triple M, Dave Gleason on The Rock Show, hanging with Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Now, record companies are a very facile part of the industry, as I'm sure you know. And I read that you said at one stage, when your company didn't accept your solo stuff and the direction it was going, they don't understand how personal it is and how disheartening it can be to anyone, no matter who you are, do they?
Oh, I think they know. They just don't care. You know, they wanted me to make
bastards.
A pop record, and they wanted me to make a pop record. They wanted me to go out and make them a lot of money, and I refused to do it. And so, you know, they eventually paid me to get rid of me.
Awesome. And through that, you're releasing this record through your own label. Is that something that's a little bit daunting?
No, I don't think it's daunting at all, actually. I think it's really liberating and exciting for us because we got... I mean, you're in a band, you know what it feels like. You're getting surrounded by people who work at a record label who have no interest in art at all. It's all commerce. Yeah. And for the most part, I mean, sweeping generalizations, obviously, but for the most part, you're surrounded by people who are only interested in you if you're famous and or you're making the money. So we were sort of sickened by that in the end. You know, we were an indie band, basically, who signed to an independent label, and then we got sold to a major label who did not give a toss about us and wouldn't let us do what we wanted to do, but also just wouldn't let us go free. So we were sort of trapped, like prisoners with them, and we hated them in the end.
So to that end, are you going to be, sorting out, finding young bands and giving them a go on your label?
Well, it's funny, somebody else asked me that earlier on today, and I feel like right now all we care about is trying to get out the gate with Garbage again. You know, it's been a long time. We've been gone for 7 years, and a whole generation of people have grown up without us, even, you know, in their consciousness. So right now our focus is on our band, but we do have a lot of experience, you know, making records and putting records out into the public domain, you know. So it would be an amazing privilege for us at some point probably to help some other bands get their music out there to be heard, you know. That would be a pretty amazing thing to be able to do.
Fantastic. And what about touring plans? Are you lining up an international tour at the moment?
Yeah, we are. I mean, of course, like typical style, we were like, we'll do a few dates and just see how it goes. And then, of course, all of a sudden, you know, there's demand for us sort of all over the place because we toured so much, you know, that there is a sort of international following for us, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things. I mean, you have got this great live following for a band, as you say, that comes from that indie kind of electronic sound. And it's a bloody credit to you. And I want to say thank you very much to you, Shirley, for your time. And I hope this album does bigger and better things than any of your albums have done before. And as I say, thanks very much for rocking out with us.
Well, hold on one second, Dave. What's your band called?
The Screaming Jets, we're called. been around for...
I've heard of the Screaming Jets, no?
20 years or so, yeah. We bumped into Texas many years ago in Germany and had a bit of a time with those guys. And we've had some fun with another band from Scotland called The Almighty who came over here and toured with us.
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ricky Warwick and the boys, yeah. So, yeah, we're still plugging away, having a go.
Cool. Good for you. Well, maybe we'll see you out there at some, when we come to Australia. It'd be great.
Well, thanks very much, Shirley. That's been unreal. And, yeah, good luck with Not Your Kind of People out May 11th.
Yeah, thank you.